Today's daf Masechet Shabbos daf Pei Ches. When it comes to the sugyas of Matan Torah, Shabbos Pei Ches is the most popular. We have the Agadata of the mountain being held over the heads of the nation, the angels placing crowns on the people after they say Nasav and Nishma, the battle between Moshe and the Malachim, over who should keep the Torah, among other beautiful concepts. Let's discuss the first one. Based on a drash of the words Vayisyatsu Besachti Sahar, that the people stood at the foot of the mountain, Rav Avdimi teaches the Kadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol, held the mountain over the heads of the nation like a barrel and gave them an ultimatum to accept the Torah. If so, that will be great. Otherwise, this is your burial place. Introducing an element of being forced into Kabbalah's Torah, comes Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and says, from here we see a moda rabba. See a moda, which is an advance declaration of duress. For example, a person anticipates they're going to be forced into a sale of property, let's say. So that person can go to the base and go to the court and execute a moda. He can avoid the sale going through by executing this moda that he knew that he was going to be forced in the first place. So by Matan Torah, there was a moda, it was by force. Then Rava comes and says, even though the first time was invalid, by Purim, we accept it again from the words in the Megillah, Kimu v'kibla Yehudim, which is a redundancy. Sounds like they did the same thing. They took it, they accepted, they received it. So comes the Gemara and says, they accepted Mashakiblu Kfar. They accepted what they had already prior accepted. So based on this, we could ask, so why don't we celebrate Kabbalah Satorah on Purim instead of on Shavuos? If the Kabbalah Satorah and Shavuos is really invalid, what is going on? So to answer this, we need to understand better the phrase of Hador Kiblua. They Purim, they received it again, they went back and they reenacted a Kabbalah Satorah. So it doesn't mean the original Kabbalah was invalid, but rather something happened by Purim that made the Moda itself null and void. Thereby, the Kabbalah by Purim validated the Kabbalah by Shavuos. So the Ramban in his Chidushim on Shabbos to our daf asks an obvious question. How could Bnei Yisrael ever be punished if the Kabbalah Satorah was really invalid? So doing all these things, we experience galus, punishments. How could one have been obligated for any of the behavior, even for Avodah Zarah, for example? So Ban explains that it's true that there was a moda, there was this excuse of sorts, but Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael on condition of keeping the mitzvos. It's a cryptic statement of the Ramban. He says this was accepted. We knew we were going to get this as a reward result. And we kept to our side of the deal while we were in Eretz Yisrael. But when we went into Galus, there was a contemplation to use this moda, to use this excuse to get ourselves out of keeping the Torah. The Ramban quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Hei Amud Aleph, which says that in Bavel, the elders came to Yechezkel and Navi and said, a mashal, if a master sold his slave or a husband divorced his wife, the ties have been severed. Therefore, when we were in Eretz Yisrael, we were bound by Torah. But once we left, it's a divorce, it's finished. We can throw away everything. So the Elias Breidowitz explained this from Ban as follows. The way a moda works is from example Baba Basra Memzayim Abayis. If a person is forced to sell in the absence of moda, then the sale is valid. The person was forced, but at the end of the day, he received money, so there's a presumption that he acquiesced. But says the Gemara, if a person is forced to give a gift, they're forced into giving the gift. So there's no benefit. They're not getting anything out of it. So in that case, there's not going to be able to be an excuse to get out of it. He's required to invalidate the gift. He won't need the moda. He can just get out of it. By Matan Torah, there was no moda where we said, we don't have it. The Gemara doesn't say we said, oh, we're only doing this because of force. The opposite. We said Nasav and Nishma. And we benefited through the covenant between us and Hashem. So it seems that we were bound. So Ramban explains that our mistake, Bnei Yisrael's mistake, was that we thought the benefit of Matan Torah was going to get Eretz Yisrael. Now we're getting that, given for the commitment that we're making to keep the Torah. So the logic continued, and once we lost the base of Mikdash and Eretz Yisrael, we were no longer bound. Hadar Kiblua of Purim, what happened on Purim, means the benefit of Matan Torah, we learned, it's not Eretz Yisrael that you're getting in response, it was the love of Kadosh Baruch for us, even when we're in Galus, and this realization is really what we wanted all along. We are eternal because of Hashem's eternal love.